Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, more former Giant news. Xavier McKinney is gone. He has signed a 4-year, $68 million deal. $17 million per year with the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, dude.
17
a year.
That's a lot of money for a safety, man.
Yeah, it's hard for me to be disappointed in the Giants not going there.
Yeah, they weren't going. They weren't going there.
No. The only disappointment, because I agree. I hear that that number was coming out of your mouth. I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me, especially in a market that hasn't become running backs, but safety market is not exactly edge pass rusher. My only kind of anger would be again. When you decided not to tag Saquon, you could have placed a tag on Xavier McKinney. Now, if you placed a transition tag, Green Bay could have done the same thing.
Yeah.
And then the Giants would have had a chance to match. And I think we'd all agree they probably shouldn't have matched this, even if given the opportunity.
No, they wouldn't have. And that's why you don't do the transition tag. The other thing with the transition tag is that you now can't use it for 4 years.
Right.
So as long as the deal that the guy signs is, that's how long you can't use the transition tag, because it stays with that player until his current to that new contract is over. But $17 million is a lot of
That's
money.
That's a lot of money, man.
I mean, it's front loaded, dude. $25 million year one.
25 in year one, dude. So this is a franchise number. So the franchise number is around that, right? I think it's 17.5 is what what's the guy down in Tampa? I forget his name. Oh, Winfield Jr. That's what the tag number sounds like. It's around there. So he basically got the franchise tag number over 4 years.
Mm.
I mean, it's a big contract for a safety.
No, that's a mad. But look, it's the same thing. It just sucks. It sucks when you draft a guy. Like when they drafted Xavier McKinney, it was in the same draft as Andrew Thomas. So thank you, Dave Gettleman. Dave Gettleman did some things right. When he drafted Andrew Thomas fourth overall, it turned out to be damn good. When they drafted Xavier McKinney in the second round, it turned out to be damn good. He was a good player for this team for the last 4 years. So I'm on your side. Like, I can't look at this and say, wow, the Giants really screwed up. Because even with the transition tag, it wasn't going to do anything.
No.
You weren't going to match it.
No.
You could have franchise tagged them, but that's a big number, too.
Franchise makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it's 17, but it's only for the year.
It's only 1 year.
So I mean, is it worth that?
Here's where the Giants screwed up, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
Personally. They screwed up a year ago because they probably should have fought harder to come to a deal with Julian Love and kept one of the two.
Right.
I remember a year ago we were in this position where Joe Shane said, see ya. They still had, why am I forgetting his name that started this year? The guy they got from the Jets.
Oh, Pinnock.
Pinnock.
Yeah.
But the idea was, well, we'll keep McKinney. We're not going to pay both of these guys. To now see both leave after 2 years, Julian Love was a lot cheaper than this. I just wish they would have had a little foresight that McKinney could have gotten paid like this.
And it also stinks. It's similar to the Jets losing Bryce up a couple of hours ago. It stinks to draft someone, or in Huff's case, not draft him because he was undrafted.
But
Develop him for 3 or 4 years. Watch the guy get better, and then lose him for a compensatory pick, which is all you're getting back. So Xavier McKinney gone. He signs a mega contract with the Green Bay Packers, who have been very active today. They cut Aaron Jones. They also signed Josh Jacobs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they did.
So they've stolen Josh Jacobs away, adding a running back, cutting Aaron Jones, cutting future debt David Bakhtiari, who's clearly going to be a Jet. I don't think there's any doubt because he's Aaron Rodgers' boy, and he's an offensive lineman. The problem is he never plays football.
He's not old.
But no, he's not. He's 33 years old. He never plays.
He just never plays.
What I would say about David Bakhtiari is if you sign him, it's okay. As long as you treat him as if he's a backup.
Yeah.
If you treat him like, oh, he's going to play 15 games, yeah, you're clueless because he doesn't do it anymore.
You're bringing him in like a vet depth position.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. We are counting on you to start.
Right.
Because that would be bad.
That'd be foolish. He played one game, 11 games, and 1 year. Aaron Jones is another guy who got caught by Green Bay who I can see.
Hold up. Uh-oh. The Giants may have made a signing.
All right. Let's see.
They've signed a running back.
Interesting.
They have reached an agreement with Devin Singletary.
Oh. I think you called that.
I did call that.
Holy crap.
I did call that.
I think when we did our running back bingo
right.
a couple of days ago, so far we've gotten almost everything wrong. I'll check the bingo card just to confirm.
I think they're all wrong except for this one.
Except for this one.
Right. Because I had Saquon to Houston.
Hold on a second. Devin Singletary to the New York Giants, according to Tiki Barber.
Thank you.
I'd go to Green Bay. That was close.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, he's a good player. I know he didn't, because Damian Pierce was the starter down there in Houston to start the season. Pierce got hurt, and then Devin Singletary ended up playing a lot and was significantly better, more dynamic of a player.
Saquon Barkley had 70 yards more than Devin Singletary last year.
Right, and he didn't start.
Look at you all happy.
And he didn't start
for
half the year.
Now, how much are they paying Devin Singletary? I assume it's kind of in that same.
We don't have the numbers yet. Rappaport just said they have an agreement.
So far, the running backs off the board, not named Saquon Barkley, have all agreed to a very similar framework of contract, which is about 3 years, $24 million, and then how much of it has been guaranteed? I guess like 11 or 12, kind of in that range.
Right.
But Devin Singletary's a nice player. We saw him in the AFC East with Buffalo. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, he's fine.
Right.
He's not Saquon Barkley. He's fine. They're about the same age.
Right.
And you're going to pay him a lot less.
There's a couple that we don't have numbers on. Like, we don't know Josh Jacobs is fully yet. And Antonio Gibson left Washington and signed with the New England Patriots. But we don't have a number on those things. But you're right. Most of them around $8 million AAV, whereas Saquon's is 12 and a half AAV.
So you end
not
up
including the bonus.
You end up replacing Saquon with someone who's virtually the same age, who's good, not as good, and you're going to pay him a lot less.
Yeah.
And here's the best part. I don't know if you guys realize this. It's an easy fit. He wears number 26.
Nice.
No
done.
There's no way they're giving him his bonus.
Listen, David Sills wore 13 after Odell left.
Hold on. Did you just say there's no way they're giving Devin Singletary? Why the hell not? The guy went to Philly.
Maybe.
The guy went to Philly, and look, he had a nice career here, but can we, let's calm down.
I respect the hell out of Saquon.
They gave your number away like it's a whore. I mean, come on, what are we talking about?
Not to an offensive player.
What?
An offensive player is not one.
That makes it different in your mind?
I mean, you're not confusing a running back with me.
I don't know, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.